Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries strikes out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb moves to third. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive towards short. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grove for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics won, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Ekrod hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Jeffries moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jeffries scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove is called out on strikes. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Bishop covering, for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fothergill for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-2 in the game. Ekrod hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. McNair reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-2 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lions can't make a play. That's a base hit. McNair scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heving moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Grove moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Lions covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling pinch hits for Johnny Whatwood. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mel Simons now playing center field. Ike Ekrod now playing right field. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 3 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Sissel steals second. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 3 in the game. Ekrod hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.